time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
podcast.
Yeah, we back. Another week. You already know what it is. Crystal clear in your ear. Fuck it. That's how I feel. Feel good, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling tired.
I was about to lie.
I'm feeling good.
I could dig it. And the wave stops in the stadium. I could dig it.
It's a weird space, you know what I'm saying, where you feel like you could do some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You could technically do that shit. Like, if you, want to go, I could go do this, pick this up, and I could go over here and make something. You know what I'm saying? You could technically do that shit, but after a certain amount of time of that shit or a certain amount of intensity of the shit started to turn into, oh, Lord, where am I? And that's where I'm at, man. I did some stuff I was trying to sweep up, and, I was trying to get, like, a stain out, you know what I mean? And I'm just, I'm scrubbing it with the broom, with the little tough broom I'm scrubbing. And I'm like, wait a minute. This shit is a trip. You know what I'm saying? Cause now my body started to feel funny as shit. So it was like, I need to take me a nap after this shit. And I did. You know what I'm saying? So this shit ain't no joke. But that's how I feel right now. But I'm up for, talking and kicking back. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me to do nothing though.
I ain't bet.
You like, not that you would, but I'm just saying.
Stain busting, little quicker picker upper ass duties.
She. No, I dig it,
man. Yeah, man. Shit, dog. It's Halloween here in New York City, over there in Atlanta as well, in the world. Are y'all doing anything? I know you got a,
I mean, nobody Halloween knows. Here is different. Yeah, I know my daughter is a little older now. She's 15, so it's different than in New York, like in our neighborhood. And I just saw it too on Facebook, where our neighborhood do a Halloween crawl, and
Atlanta,
in New York, in Brooklyn.
Okay,
so I just saw that on Facebook, and then they were celebrating the 20th anniversary of it, which means it had just started. When we moved there, that was the first year. I thought it was already a thing when I got there, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was all into it. Everybody was participating, all the kids, you know what I'm saying? They made it a safe path for the kids. These are the houses that are participating, you know what I'm saying? These are the ones on the map that you go to. So it felt safe, you know what I'm saying? So it was like one of the reasons you chose that particular neighborhood is like, damn, this shit in Brooklyn, but it feel like a nice neighborhood. You know what I mean? Bed-Stuy, shout out to Bed-Stuy. You know what I mean? It don't feel like they, like, I don't even see nobody got shit up on their houses and shit around here. So it must be certain neighborhoods that do it that way, but, or maybe they just show up. I don't know, because I don't even see no signs of Halloween around here.
Wow. It's out. It's going on out here. I just was outside running around, and I was downtown. Well, first off, I went to I was in the little Chelsea area. So I went and stopped past the little Michelin Thomas exhibition over at the gallery, which was cool. But as I'm just walking down the block, I'm popping into some of these little galleries and, there's a couple bookstores. I'm just popping in and they got candy at the counter. I ain't got no costume board. I'm just a motherfucker in the streets. So I was scooping. I wasn't even here to participate, but I seen the sugar. I was like, you know what I mean? So I filled my pockets with some shit. Absolutely. Let me get a little bit of that. What's this? But then I went downtown further, and I see them putting up the gates, you know, because it's about to, like, over by 6th Avenue, right in the Village area, they do that mm-hmm. big old Halloween parade.
Right.
That's one of the few things that makes me miss New York One. You know, ever since I cut the cord, I don't have cable, so I don't have local news. And New York One would always, you know, cover the New York City Halloween parade, so you could see all of the costumes and shit without being in the world.
Right. You know, you can get your little digital antenna now.
Yeah, but I don't think you could pick up certain things. Mm-hmm. I don't think, because I got a digital. I think it's digital. Yeah, I got a digital antenna, but I don't think you can get catch like New Noble York News. One.
I'm not sure about one, but you can catch news.
Yeah, you. I think New York One is definitely down with Spectrum or whatever. Like they locked in type shit. But I'll look. I'll see if I could, because I would like to see that. But when I was driving back uptown, you know, cutting through all of that, I was seeing, you know, the kids was getting out. So I'm starting to see kids in their outfits. I saw this one kid. He was dressed like Ron Burgundy. That was probably the dopest costume I seen. He killed that shit. He had the suit on, the burgundy suit on, the little mm-hmm. wig. But what made it so ill, he had a fake microphone, but it was well done. The shit looked like a real, it looked like a cartoon microphone, but not looking silly. It looked like in the round, it looked like the hybrid of a real microphone meets like a fake microphone, but the shit, the way it was done, was fly. I was like, oh, he killed that shit. So, yeah,
that must be the outfit of the year, is that fake reporter thing. I seen one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is what made me pay attention to the difference in Halloween now, is that this actress, her name is Lex Scott Davis, L-E-X, Scott Davis, Scotty I on Instagram, E-Y-E. But she played the reporter with the bug in the mouth. Remember he was on going live?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man, get me out this country town. That's and she funny. Did it.
How'd she do it?
She did the outfit, right? You know, obviously she's a girl, light-skinned woman with a wig on, but she did it with the voiceover of his actual voiceover as a video on Instagram and reenacted the whole shit. And she killed it. Like, they killed the camera movements, the motions. They hit every point. You know what I'm saying? And so I looked at it like, damn, Halloween has really changed with the advent of reels and people getting a lot more used to shooting video on their phone. Or shooting video and uploading video, where it's not just, I'm going to wear this costume on Halloween, then I'm going to take this picture. Then, you know what I'm saying, of course, the celebrities, they go all out, and like somebody like Puff has been doing videos on Halloween. He did a big one when he was Heath Ledger as the Joker last year or the year before. And
where he didn't break costume and got into it with 2-Bit. Remember that?
Yeah, he got into it with 2-Bit. Yeah, that one. You know what I'm saying? He's been participating, but now he's been trying to make movies. But now regular people are just taking it to the reels and kind of, you could bring to life some of these internet costumes that you might not really recognize if you walk down the street. But if you saw it reenacted, this shit is all the way to the point. Like, motherfuckers killed that shit, man. They be thinking now. Because I've seen a few like that, but that's the best one. Like, the one she did, was she killed it. She was on point.
I got to check that out. That's fire. Yeah, that is a great thing that you could use the video to put it all in context. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fire. Mm. yeah, so, and then, you know, coming into the apartment, I took the steps because I knew if I took the steps, I'd pass other apartments and they'd be leaving candy out. So I scooped and got some candy too. This shit is ridiculous, man. But,
got a bag.
I got a little haul. A little light something. Nothing super crazy, but enough to be good. So that shit was cool. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
I need to spin the block. See what's happening.
Yeah. Go out there. Yeah. I might be on somebody's ring cam fucking creeping up trying to grab into the fucking Halloween basket. Old and a motherfucker. That shit, but it is what it is.
On the internet tomorrow, this nigga.
Uh-huh. For 3 Reese's Pieces? This with this nigga? Anyway. Oh, shit. But yeah, man. Yeah, man, shit is cool, man.
But yeah. Into that same vein of how the internet is changing shit and how it's putting regular people in control over narratives is the whole Keith Lee thing that blew up this weekend.
Oh, you talking about Martin Luther Keith Lee?
Martin Luther Keith Lee.
Civil rights activist, culinary civil rights activist, freedom fighter.
Fighting for the people.
Now, absolutely.
If you listen to the podcast, which most of you do, you've heard us talk about the place to be tax in this place in the ATL and how these, you know, celebrity restaurants and club restaurants and green wall brunches, you know what I'm saying, have kind of turned the black culinary industry on its head by really clubifying it and making it so that, you know, it's like a party, which, you know, people want to party. But, you know what I'm saying, when you're talking about your restaurant, people also want to eat. And they want to eat in a way that they know how to eat as well as do all other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when you're not there involved in the party, you know what I'm saying, and you're focused on the eating, then that becomes really important to a consumer. And, you know, Keith Lee came to Atlanta and ran into some violations of sorts. What you think about that?
It was interesting, man. there's a lot of different things. To your point, you know, yeah, the restaurant, especially a good restaurant, is the club for people over 30. You know, that's where we going now. That's where you hanging out. That's where you pop a bottle. But that's also where you get a meal and you have a seat. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think part of that place to be tax is not just in the bill. It's also the wait, you know.
The experience.
You know, the experience. Unless you willing to grease them. Unless you willing to, you know, hey, I got a little something for you. All right, we can figure it out. Because that's what you realize. All of these quote-unquote rules are arbitrary and some bullshit. They're made to be broken, whether through celebrity that you could leverage to build more traffic to our shit, or if you got good old cash money, things can be modified.
Right.
You know, I think, honestly, most people that engage in that, you already know that, you know? It's you're dealing with the hype matrix, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Sometimes if you just take a step back and you look at it, you could say, I don't need to participate in this. Right. You know, I don't like how this is feeling. I'm looking crazy. I'm online for way too long. There's other places to eat. Shit, I could cook or whatever. You know what I mean? But part of these places to be, these fly restaurants, part of the story is always, yeah, we got a table, surprisingly, or, you know, I knew somebody, or it's very hard to get into. So you know all of that when you're walking up. What I thought was funny, because I thought that you know, most people know what it is. You already kind of know what it is. If you choose to engage, you know what the terms are. It's just like any other club. You like, yeah, this club be funny at the door. Are we in for it? We trying to do that? You know what I mean? So you kind of know what you're dealing with, right? I think the thing about the Keith Lee shit was he became the, see, that's that bullshit I've been talking about, Avatar. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was. He said, you see that shit? So the funny thing with Keith Lee is, and I've been following Keith Lee for a little bit. I forget exactly how I kind of came
across
Vegas
joint, I think. I mean, when, that's the first time you talked about it on here when he hyped up the Vegas joint.
What he doing in Vegas? I forget. What he doing in Vegas?
He went to a place that wasn't hitting, reviewed it. You know what I'm saying? Reviewed. I don't know if it was a taco spot, some kind of spot. And he reviewed it. Okay. And that shit blew up.
Oh, right. It was like a little small, a small little truck on the side of the road or something, older black guy. He was damn near doing it by himself. Yeah. And then when he hit you with that Keith Lee cosign, that shit could be overwhelming too. Some of these people don't have no infrastructure.
Right.
Should be crazy. But so he's a very humble spirit, right? Mm-hmm.
There's two things. Well, there's a couple things that I noticed. Because the first thing, somebody told me, they was like, yo, they gave me the heads up. A friend of mine was like, yo, Keith Lee has hit Atlanta. I don't know if you've seen this. This was a few days ago.
It was just Friday.
Traveling. Yeah, so maybe it was Friday. Okay, maybe it was Friday or Saturday. And they were like, yo, Keith Lee hit Atlanta. And like, it just, it should sound crazy. Like, he took the, he is out there leveling this shit, right? Then I came, after I heard that, because I just heard that in the conversation, I came across the little video, I think it's on Twitter or something like that, but the caption was, Keith Lee standing on business, which I love. I love that phrase, standing on business. So it's just him in front of, I guess, in front of like the, what's the little, the Benz vans, what are they called again? The
Sprinter.
Spider, what? The Sprinter. His little Sprinter van. Humble, but in front of a Sprinter, and he's like, well, I'm about to leave, don't worry about it. They trying to bring, no, don't worry. I won't go in unless this person here gets served, they get a table, and this person here gets their to-go order. If that can happen, then I will go.
No, he won't go in. He said he'll get it to-go. But
I'll
only,
get it to-go.
Yeah, only if the one who was waiting would get theirs first, mm-hmm. and then this one get to go in.
Long as justice is served.
Right.
So I like that. You know, Nick, motherfuckers love to see some justice. I also like that Keith Lee, I like his dispatches. He speaks like somebody, he got a little bit of like Micro Machine Man mixed with disclaimer announcer mixed with I do TikTok, so I know these jump cuts and everything needs to be real fast, but it needs mm-hmm. to be concise, and we need to say what we need to say. So he's like, you know, I'm Keith Lee, and I'm just out here, you know, I'm trying to find out what's good. I want to eat these places. I want to eat these places, but I don't want to walk in, so I send my mother and my aunt with the limp to go in, and then they go in, and they get profiled and shitted on, and then next thing you know, I reveal myself, and then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, it's like, what's the wait time? Wait time right now, nigga, what's good? You know, all of that type of shit. He's like, no, I'm fine. And then, you know, and then it is what it is. It's justice. Justice being served. And this is the last thing that I, because the whole shit has been funny to watch. And it's funny because of the commentary. I saw somebody said, because I guess at a Jamaican restaurant, mm-hmm. they got really good service. And they was like, hold on. The Jamaican restaurant have the best customer service? What are we in the Matrix? That shit blew my, that was funny.
Yeah.
And then, juice and jerk or something like that. Yeah, jerk
but,
and juicy.
But when he went in there, the lady was like, oh, God just blessed me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Martin,
she knew the power.
Luther Lee in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She knew the power. And it was one other thing that I thought was very funny about this. Oh, I don't know if this was it, but it also made me think, you know, because Keith Lee is also a former MMA fighter.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. So nice. That's what I... Yeah. So all of that, I'm humble. You know what I mean? Look. I don't want to. You know, he got that fucking martial arts. You know what I'm saying? That type of that. You know what I mean? That type of demeanor.
If you want to do it,
yeah. If we want to take it there, because that's the other thing. You are kind of disrupting a little bit of the hustle a little bit. So right. I'm sure there's a lot of shameless and maybe even aggressive behind the scenes DMs and all of that type of shit.
Yeah.
But when they said Keith Lee standing on business, I took it upon myself to go YouTube some of his clips because I'm like this, you know what I mean? If shit go there, niggas might be surprised again. You right. know what I mean? So I forget it was another.
Surprised.
Oh. Right. Oh, and the very last thing was just Atlanta being Atlanta. And this is, you know, this is still Wakanda from what I remember. You know what I'm saying? This is black people. And a lot of these places is some of the black bougie, you know what I mean? Brunch spots, you know? So one thing black people going to do, if you come for them, they going to come for you in a certain way, too. We ain't going to just take this shit lying down. I got to hustle to protect. Right. So I like some of the defensive reactionary videos. I saw, I don't know if it's Milk and Honey or whatever.
Real Milk and Honey, because it's two different places. It's one called Milk and Honey.
That's like,
and it's one called
that's
the
like
Real
Rays. Like the real Ray's pizza. Other Ray's. Yeah, okay. Right. So the real milk and honey, they had a couple things. One of the workers, I don't know if she's the manager, she got a little foul. She called them autistic and whatever. Mm-hmm. That was a little foul. But then they did like a little reel where they were like, they did a couple reels. So they did one where they sitting on the couch and the wife is like, Keith Lee gave us a bad review. And the dude is sipping his drink. He's like, who's Keith Lee?
Right.
You know what I mean? And the daughter's like, you don't know who Keith Lee is? Which was, you know, it was funny. A little bit of a jab. A little defensive.
Yeah, but that shit went sourly wrong.
Yeah.
They had to take that on down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they took it down?
Yeah, they had to take it down. People came for them. See, the thing about it is what gets lost a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when we out here in the place to be, you know what I'm saying? The brunch mm-hmm. and the club shit, you know what I'm saying? You forget that you a business, you know what I'm saying? One. And you forget that everybody that's chiming in don't necessarily know your personality or know your business or the style or the rules or none of that shit that come with the Saturday, Sunday brunch. So when you dismiss it like that and you got onlookers, people who may patronize or may not, they going to look at it like, oh, wow, he just, you know what I'm saying? Because the dude didn't, I mean, it's your business, so you're going to feel some kind of way. He didn't really shit on the people. He just said he couldn't get the order. You know what I'm saying? The phone shit wasn't mm-hmm. working. You could have easily deflected that shit. Yeah, nigga, it's Saturday and Sunday. Shit be jumping. We only got enough to accommodate the people who in the dough. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the reality is. But when you try to go tit for tat or jab at a nigga in a way, it takes people to that internet space of, oh, no. You know what I mean? I'm sure all these people chiming in ain't even from Atlanta. You know what I mean? Now, mm-hmm. I'm here, and, you know, I don't try to, you know, participate in the brunch thing. You know what I'm saying? They got brunch spots where they charge a whole cover. It's the club. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you're doing it as he was doing it, okay, let me try this spot. Then you get hit with the rules. You know what I'm saying? That's all he was saying was that these rules I ain't never heard of where I'm from. So, you know what I'm saying? That's one, I couldn't even get no food. So I had to go somewhere else. That's not even a review. You know what I'm saying? That's a right. truth. You know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all niggas know y'all ain't doing no to-goes and no fucking deliveries. You know that.
Which is some bullshit. See, that's the thing. That's what it really is, too. Because the rules are bullshit. So you see it at all. That's what is being exposed. These rules are some bullshit. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody's like pointing at it like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, look, see, this is that shit. But, right. you know, it is what it is.
Even, I mean, the nigga has, I mean, he struck a nerve because, you know, it's on the news. Cardi B chiming in. Is everybody chiming mm-hmm. in on how this thing is going out here? He had, you know, he went to old lady gang, same thing, couldn't get the order, they told him it was a 2-hour wait on the seats. And then when he showed up, they was like, oh, we could put you in right now. Cause we've been mm-hmm. DMing you. We've been trying to get you. And he just right. saying, you know, I don't want it like that. You know what I'm saying? I wanna do it how I do it. I wanna see the service how y'all treat regular people. Right? So you know, he goes away and says this. Now, that is a knock on the spot, but it ain't a knock on the spot for real, because that's the rules y'all do. Y'all do it every day. You know it. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
it's part of the facade, for real. It's part of the, oh, they hot. You know what I'm saying? Look at the line. Look at, you know what I'm saying? I think you went to Atlanta Breakfast Club. Like, look at the line. You know what I'm saying? Look at, you know what I mean? Of course, they got rules. I ain't even ever tried to go there because I ain't with it. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
the point is that while you saying you don't know this, man, if that's your spot and you go just take one little Google search of who the man is, you see this nigga got 14 million followers.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I bet Zagat ain't got 14 million followers. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas ain't even looking at Zagat no more. I don't even know. I don't even know if they put them out no more.
Go ahead, I think they on the comeback trail right now. But like, ooh, nigga, these magazines or none of these shits ain't got 14 million. We break that vibe. We was hot as fuck. We only had 800,000 subscribers. So
8.5 million when it comes to pass along.
Yeah, with the pass along.
go ahead.
They got that sales talk down pat.
Come on now.
But 14 million motherfuckers, that's a lot of motherfuckers. And it was a great opportunity, even if he couldn't get no food at your spot, to really spin that shit. Because if you spun that shit in a way that people put it inside the loop, it works in your favor. You know what I'm saying? If you spend it in a way that's against it, you take them 14 million or however whatever percentage of them 14 million and put them against you. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So it's like a lot of times these businesses don't understand the business of public relations and media, and you know what I'm saying? They trying to do the quick-witted internet thing without thinking of the response. You should just look at these white restaurants when they respond to this type of shit. You can see who did it good and who didn't. You know what I mean? Who had to go ahead and shut down. So you had to take into consideration these days that this internet shit ain't just internet shit. He went to one spot in Jonesboro, the dining experience. They pulled up to the bitch. It was empty on Friday. Empty, nigga. He ordered his shit to go, all that same shit, and he enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? His family was already in there eating. He went in there, joined them, gave $1,000 tip on a $200 bill.
Yeah, I got a question about that. I want to talk about that. Keep going.
And then gave the particular server $1,000, you know what I'm saying, for his service. Now, them people been jumping ever since. They got videos up of that shit. They lines all down around the corner. This only was just Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this nigga is really having an impact on niggas' businesses. You know, and I understand, you know, you see him, you recognize him, you want to treat him as such. But play the game. If you play the game could work for you. You know? And I don't think a lot of these places was ready for the game. And it just blew down on them. Poof.
But go ahead. You're right. I don't think a lot of people knew how to play the game. I think they, like I said, it felt like there was a lot of defensiveness and not a lot of strategery. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you kind of gotta be conversant in internet. You might need somebody that speaks that language because there's different etiquette. There's different jargon. There's a lot of different nuance that you need to know, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one way they could have spun it is if they would have held strong, even if they knew him or didn't know him. Later on, it could be the recap, but like even Keith Lee had to wait. You know what I'm saying? And right. He would big that up because that feeds his ethos.
Right.
The other thing, similarly about playing them internet games. I will say sometimes to get in to learn, sometimes you're going to have to take some bumps. Mm-hmm. It's like comedy. You might have to bomb before you get really good. So if you want to play that internet game, sometimes it might go left for you, even though your intention was all the way there. Because I saw some shit, because when you're playing the internet game, particularly if you're trying to leverage it for clout, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what they be playing for a lot of times. You're trying to leverage shit for clout, you got to be careful because motherfuckers will call you out, and depending on who you fucking with, these people have a lot of stans. Like Keith got stans, disciples, and he got stans, right? So I seen that shit blow up in somebody else's face just recently. What's my man's name? I'm going to tell you. So it's, you know, old Martin Scorsese put out the Killers of the Flower Moon last week or whatever, and people still been talking about it kind of crazy, right? They a lot of people loving it, talking about, you know, how, you know, whatever. But Martin Scorsese had he's been into TikTok recently, right? which is kind of crazy because he's a, you know, heralded master director, one of the masters, you know, director. And now he's in this TikTok medium and with his like daughter doing these little TikToks. And honestly, I've seen two. And the first one I seen where he's going through, like, she's asking him a bunch of, like, you know, like, slang, internet slang, you know, fucking black people slang too, but you know, internet slang or whatever. And he's like, do you know what this means? Do you know what that means? And I don't know if they, it was studying beforehand or if it was just context clues and just, he just kind of could get it from how she pitched it to him, but he was doing good. He did pretty well. Right. But it was a good little, you know, like a good piece of content for him in a realm where you probably wouldn't expect him. And he's been, I think his rollout has been kind of smooth. It's kind of interesting. And I think, you know, considering, you know, actors can't really promote, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So he's out there and, you know, he, I don't want to say he's like a recluse, but he's not really somebody that's running to the podium, but right. he's doing it kind of smooth. He's out there doing some fly shit. So anyway, he's been on the TikTok and he has a little dog, like a schnauzer or whatever. And he, I guess in the, this TikTok, he's like directing his dog. And his dog is named Oscar, right? You know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, Oscar, like the award or whatever. So, which surprisingly, he don't got that many Oscars to be as ill as he is. But anyway, the Avengers director, Joe Russo, he wanted to, you know, jump in the fray and kind of throw a jab at Scorsese. So they do one of them little Stitch joints where he watches Scorsese with his dog. He's like, oh, he got a dog. It's a nice little dog, a schnauzer, huh? Oscar, that's crazy. I got a dog too. And he's about to speak to his dog. He says, hey, box office. And then it cuts off, right? So, you know what I mean? It's like a little jab because you know Scorsese kind of shits on a lot of those fucking comic book movies. He don't call them cinema. He says that's just the cinematic version of a theme park. It's not no real shit. It don't bring about no emotion or whatever.
Right.
When I tell you they jumped in this man's ass, they got crazy. They are killing this motherfucker. They like, I thought the shit was kind of funny. Like, okay, a little slick, you know, slick, you know. But Martin Scorsese, these cinephiles and these fucking stands, they look at that man as untouchable. Who are you, you motherfuckers? A whole lot of shit. People ain't gonna be talking about you in 50 years. Nobody knows what you did. You know, all of this other shit. They're killing this motherfucker. So again, it's just funny sometimes when you step into that arena, it could go left. It could go left. But this is my last question on the Keith Lee shit. Cause I was watching, I was paying attention, and you talked about the spot. What's the name of the spot that was empty?
It's called the Dining Experience.
The Dining Experience. Shout out to the Dining Experience. That shit did look good. I saw some of the photo. I saw some of the video. I saw the whole shit. Now this is what I got a question about. Keith Lee, honorable, right? So you know they treated him well, treated his family well, tipped heavy. Gave the staff $1,000. You know. Now, waiter culture is you share, you pool your tips more often than not, right?
Yeah.
Keith was like, "Yo, this kid went above and beyond, so I really wanted to super bless him and give him a to himself piece."
Mm-hmm.
Should he have said that on the TikTok?
Yes.
Or could that have been between him and the guy?
That ain't got nothing to do with him. Shit.
It got nothing to do with Keith Lee. It got nothing to do with Keith Lee. But my man is dealing with the extra $1,000 blowback. Now it's a little bit of discord. This nigga got to go back to, what is it called again? What's the name of the spot?
The Dining Experience.
He got to go back to the Dining Experience and experience the fact that them niggas know he up another 1K on these motherfuckers.
Shit, nigga might Keith could have
kept
back.
That in the shit. I would have advised that. I would advise leaving your main gig for just the not yet.
What it looked like, everybody's excited that the play, like it was nobody in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I got
so everybody is on the TikTok or wherever excited that there's just it's jumping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody seemed to be reveling in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I am a man of great skepticism. You know what I'm saying? Conspiracy theory.
Talk to me. Here we go.
You know, Keith Lee is a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's above reproach when it comes to marketing, money, and fucking, you know what I'm saying, who he go see. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I fucks with it because it's just independent and raw. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And it's actually changing businesses. Now, you know, who knows if there's any, you know, payola in there or fucking come see me, let me, who I'm going to pick and who I'm going to not pick, who I'm going to give a good review to or who I'm going to shit on. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really trying to shit on, but he's shitting on in a shit on kind of way. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of very nice, but it's still like, yeah, nigga, they was fucked up over there. You know what I mean? So
beware.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying, how I would say, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, question the man's reputability or, you know what I'm saying, morals and ethics. But, of course, there's no fucking judging goddamn group. Or he's, you know what I'm saying, it's not like he's held to any standards to, I'm a shit on this spot because I don't like him. Or I'm a big up this spot because they low key. You know what I'm saying? They think they celebrity, so I'm a bust them down. I don't know. But what I like the movement. One thing that I don't like about the movement, I just didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? When he sent his people in and they do the judging. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he had one spot where he went to Lil Baby spot and he couldn't eat it because the
seafood,
yeah, the seafood was mixed, shellfish and the regular fish. So he didn't eat.
Right.
And then his people did the review. I think they did the review on a couple of places. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just sounded like they had something they was ready to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. You know, I've given a 6.3. Like, you know, I don't really trust the people. I don't, not that I trust him, but not that he even an authorized force. It just felt weird to watch the other people chime in just off the strength. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like that part. That's all.
I can dig it. It's not that's the what they call it, the visiting pastor.
Right.
You know, when you go to the church and it ain't the real pastor, you like, yo, all right, man, who is this? Right. This other AME ass nigga. I didn't wake up this early for this.
And this nigga telling you ain't tithing enough.
Yeah, come on, man. Bro. Who are you? Who is this nigga? Who are this nigga? But let me just, okay, but I gotta ask you the question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you answered it. If I'm saying I'm blessing you on the side, it should stay on the side. See, this
I understand. I don't think he was trying to do it on the side, though. I think he was doing it for the gram, all for the top.
Got it. It's like when you help the homeless and you got the camera phone.
Yeah, stuff. So, you know, this. I mean, as they say, this real business.
It's real business. Good. And as I say, I feel like $1,000 tip is not gratuity. That shit is publicity. That's just me.
Well, yeah, I know niggas that do Keith shit Lee. Like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
I know niggas that do shit like that, though.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? You
I mean, shit, put your money
but
to work.
They expect to be treated a certain way, too. They don't want to wait in no line. They want a table as soon as they show up. You know what I'm saying? They get just handed out $100 bills as soon as he get out the car. So,
which I understand that because that's cut and dry transaction.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what it is. You know what I mean? When this 100 hits your palm, you know what to do. You know what this implies. This is not a blessing. This is a contract. This is a negotiation. You need to know exactly where to seat me. This come on now, don't fuck this up, because it can go from palm to palm to hands and feet, nigga.
If you gonna put face, me, nigga.
Absolutely, nigga. Shit'll get nasty. You think I was in MMA? I mean, like, yo, this nigga jumped me.
It's one nigga, but that ass whipping felt like a few motherfuckers.
Shit.
Anyway. Man. Shout out to Martin Luther King Lee.
Yeah, shout out to that man. That man has created a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very interesting to watch it go where it go. I mean, just showing up, popping up, and changing the nature of a restaurant is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people may, he's just a TikToker. Like, you know, I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? But nah, this nigga changing lives, which is giving niggas work, which is putting money in people's pockets. You know what I'm saying? Which is helping, you know, the owners who put their blood, sweat, and tears in this live and thrive. And he could also, you know what I'm saying, take some of that out your pockets if you don't play it right. You know what I mean? Now, I don't think he, but the thing is, you know what I'm saying, I've seen reviews where niggas shit on your shit. You know what I mean? We've shat on some shit on this motherfucker. I don't even know if we said no names, but you know what I'm saying? I know I done placed a few places that I had in mind.
Right, of course.
But
he
ain't shitting on people. So the real deal is, no matter what, you got to know how to respond to the criticism or the blessing. Like, it seemed like the dining experience was handling them crowds well. It seemed like it from the internet. You know, you don't know how that go. Could be an hour wait over there. Now it's some new rules, but. You know, I don't think the real Milk and Honey is going out of business. It's just a bad look on their name. You know what I mean? It just give people a bad taste on the image. And now they could work to improve that. Maybe it's a sign to do some improvements.
Yeah, maybe they could improve. But to your point, a lot of the people that were watching and even commenting are not in Atlanta, and a lot of them wasn't gonna go to the Real Milk and Honey anyway. The people that go to the Real Milk and Honey already know the vibes and have already kind of played their hand or willing to play. Right. So it might be they're gonna feel it for about a couple weeks, maybe, you know what I mean? But I think they're going to be fine. People know. It's like somebody with a fucked up door. You know, like I said, you go to the club, you know the guy at the door is a dickhead. Do you want to be in there or not? You know what I'm saying? You'll figure it out.
And, you know,
maybe the fake Milk and Honey will start getting bread.
It ain't the fake Milk and Honey, because I think the other Milk and Honey was there first.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
well, the OG Milk and Honey.
Milk and Honey on Cascade. Yeah. I've been hearing about that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
The new Milk and Honey was something I just found out about.
Dang.
So, I mean, they've been getting hate mail. And because people were mistaking them for the other one, you know what I'm saying, which is not cool. But, you know, again, this is all an opportunity. You know what I mean?
Do you think they paid Keith Lee?
Who?
The OG Milk and Honey.
Nah, I mean, he gave a little sabotage. Rebuttal. He gave a little, nah, it backfired.
A little sabotage mission. Yo, Keith, let me holler at you. I want to speak to you. I got something for you to do.
I mean, it's not above reproach on none of that, for real, because who's to say?
No.
But, you know, it is what it is. It's entertaining to us. It's business for these people who putting their money in these restaurants. But it's business every week. It's business when niggas trying to order a DoorDash, nigga, on a Wednesday. Yep. It's business, you know? And a lot of times, they make so much money on the weekend, they don't respect that. And that's the part that people talking about. Like, God damn, nigga just trying to eat. Trying to eat something good that the people said was good. You said you was good. Let a nigga taste it.
I forget who tweeted out. I wish I could quote them, but I mean, cite their name. But they basically made the point to say, hopefully they'll come back to me, but they made the point to say that, you know, there's two Atlantas, and it just exposed the two Atlantas, probably more than that. But it's just like, you know what it is. You live down there. I've lived down there. You know, like, there's the Hollywood, the black Hollywood, like the boot, you know what I mean? Like the people that wanna play that game, that wanna be in the place to be, the, you know what I'm saying? Those, you know, highfalutin. Then it's just the regular people that's just living life, whether they natives or these people that just choose not to participate and just gonna explore Atlanta in a more humble fashion. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of put that on display, you know, like, look, this is, there's a disparity out here. There's a little bit of a, you know, I don't say it apartheid, but there's a, there's some shit going on. There's two different motherfuckers.
Listen, man, you said it right. It's an apartheid for real. But I think people, the balance has not balanced since the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? And everybody had the scammer money and the PPP money and the unemployment money. It was flourishing. Everybody was out here getting money. Now the shit kind of leveling out. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these places are still operating by pandemic rules, green wall rules. And I think people are trying to figure out where's the balance. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do want to eat. I do want to have fun. Do I want to stand in line for 2 hours and then I'm only limited to my seat for 60 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Or do I want to be able to enjoy this shit and chill and fucking get in like a normal human and eat like a grown folk? Right. You know? And it's a difference, you know what I'm saying? But as, you know, Kenny Burns said on Big Bank Show, on Big Facts, like, it's, you know, it's a lot of these niggas in these streets is thieves and scammers, you know what I'm saying? So they just spending that money recklessly, and a lot of these places are targeting that so they could get it, you know what I'm saying, for the time that they here. You know, they not really thinking about your grown folk enjoyment and your feelings. Nigga, come take this picture and put it on the ground.
Right. Let's hustle. Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, there you go.
What else, cracking?
What you say?
I said, what else cracking?
Oh. We went hard on that whole story. That shit, we went a good 45. I was just looking at that shit. That was a long ass. We was really into that, but it was cool.
It's an important thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not new. Mm-hmm. We've talked, we sat here and you've coined it, the place to be tax. And it was addressed straight ahead. So it's right in our wheelhouse.
Did you see Flavor Flav sing the national anthem?
Nigga, I scroll past that shit so fast. Every time it's on my timeline, 10, 15 times. I heard the first crack. I just scroll past so fast. I could shake my head every time I see that motherfucker.
Man. I watched it. I had the desire to, like, when it was dropped into the group chat, I was like, you know, you click the link, Flavor Flav sings the national anthem. You got that moment, you know what I mean? You always got that moment. You gonna engage? I said, yo, let me see this. And I'm gonna be honest with you. This is how I came at it. Cause at first, similar to maybe you and other people, like, get the fuck out of here with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe not that exact sentiment, but I'm cool, you know. But me, I had just based on Tyler the Creator was in an interview a few months back or even further back than that, where he was talking about how ill Flavor Flav is on piano.
Right.
He's a piano virtuoso. And he was like, yeah, I watched this one video on YouTube where he's playing a piano in a hotel lobby and he's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, Flavor's a caricature, but Flavor's also kind of navigated his way into a lot of shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, with that in mind, I was like, well, maybe let me see if he could sing or something. You know what I mean? Let's see. It can't be worse than Roseanne Barr, you know? So I watched it, and my two thoughts, my two takeaways were, one, and you got to watch it, but Flavor was going for it. Flay was going for it. He wasn't phoning that shit in. He wasn't trying to be funny. He was dead ass serious. He was doing what he could do with what he had. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker was, he sounded like me in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you know this ain't for the real stage, but it under this nozzle, this shit is dead serious. I'm singing like a motherfucker because I think I got it. I think I might have a little Luther. This motherfucker was singing and, you know, he was trying to hit some notes. There was a couple moments where it was, okay, all right. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay. It was a lot of that. A lot of patient grandma in the church congregation. You know what I'm saying? And he had a little flourish at the end or whatever. That was my first thought. I was like, damn, Flav going for it. But then the second thought, might have been the first thought, was, yo, whoever's doing the entertainment marketing for the Milwaukee Bucks is a genius. Because this, as soon as it hit the internet, I was like, oh, this is about to spin the block 4 or 5 times. This is gold. Everybody going to talk about this. And to that point, salute to whoever you are. You did what you needed to do. And shout out to Flav. You know what I mean? Yeah. You went for yours too. You know what I'm saying? And peace to the Bucks. Dame and Giannis over there killing shit.
Everybody under the understanding that these are new rules. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't stush. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, these customers ain't coming here just to watch no damn regular ass shit tip off. You know what I mean? Shit.
Entertainment.
It's like this national anthem ain't even for the people in this building. This is to spread our brand. And that's what the people, what I'm saying, didn't understand about responding to that Keith Lee shit. But not to go back there. I'm just saying that's what they don't understand. That when you talking about your brand, the people who don't never show up is affecting your brand. But they also are the people who will order a fucking mug and a t-shirt and some seasoning and some shit like that off the Instagram and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they heard about it. These are people who will fly in town and just stop by just because. Them people you ain't count on. So, you know, it's a thing, man. This internet, man, it fosters a lot of bullshit, but it is about business.
For sure. What's good with you, man?
Man, life is good. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm just managing, trying to make it through, you know, these little ups and downs of the situation, you know what I'm saying? Watching the net, you know what I'm saying? Watching. I ain't really working. I'm watching work. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, my work, watching work, trying to, like, double dutch, like, you know what I'm saying? Measuring yourself so when it's time to jump in, I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing, you know, one of my homies, you know what I'm saying, went to college with me. Emmanuel Stewart's nephew. Emmanuel Stewart was a big time boxing trainer back in the 80s. He did Hitman Hearns. He was on HBO commentating and shit until he died. His nephew Javen went to fam with us, and he ended up stepping back in the Crunk Gym and becoming a trainer. And he worked his way through, and he's been training Tyson Fury for quite some time now. And so, you know, they champs or whatever, and you know, I didn't see the fight, but I watched the net, and they was going in, you know, saying that my man had whooped him. You know what I'm saying? What's my man? Mm-hmm. Francis Ngannou had whooped him. You know what I'm saying? You know, they pass him around the knockdown, you know? I'm like, damn, Tyson got whooped. And so, you know, before I talked to my homie, I wanted to get myself knowledge and, you know what I'm saying, understanding what really happened. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's saying it was fixed. And you know how fighting go in the black community. If it looked like you lost, you lost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga
right.
Knock you down, nigga. I don't care how many hits you hit him with, nigga. You got knocked down, nigga. It's over. Nigga, you lost.
It ain't no comp you box.
No. Yeah, nigga, this shit is over, nigga. So I'm like, damn, let me see what the fuck going on. So I pulled up the CompuBox shit. You know what I'm saying? And they were saying how after Tyson got knocked down, he just started hitting him with that jab. And he out-jabbed him. He out-punched him. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. And I think the dude had like five more power punches than him, but he had a whole lot more jabs. So understanding the sport like Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, is important to being a boxer. It ain't important to us. We don't give a fuck, nigga. You got knocked down, you lost, nigga. You see the picture, mm-hmm. nigga. Your legs look right. Wobbly, nigga. Your mm-hmm. eyes roll to the side, nigga. It's over. Nigga, you lost. But technically he didn't. And, you know, that's why, you know, some of the real boxers understand what's going on. But like I said, when they talk about Floyd Mayweather, they talk about that. They talk about how he's an expert at getting points and shit like that. So it never looked like he just whooping a nigga in the end. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, he used to right. whoop niggas. You know what I'm saying? He was whooping niggas. But towards mm-hmm. the end, it don't look like he whooping them, but he just outscoring their ass. And in the end, I guess that's what it's all about. But I don't know, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I did that kind of research. What did you see when you saw what was going on out there?
Well, when I saw what was going on, well, first off, when I saw all of the promo for the fight, I really wasn't that interested. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Tyson Fury ain't somebody that makes me that interested. But he getting it off. He's like the Nikolai Jokic of fucking heavyweight fighting. Tall, out of shape white man who's busting ass.
Say out of shape. You know what I'm saying? He can't be out of shape boxing no 12 rounds.
But you know what I mean. He don't look visibly. If right. we talk about optics, like you right. said, when you see a nigga on the floor, right. he look like he gonna lose it. He don't walk up looking like when he take his shirt off that he gonna win the fight.
Right.
Unless the fight is somewhere like, you know what I mean, it's some war torn country or something where niggas is, you know what I mean. But not in the fucking WBO or the IBF or whatever these shits is. He ain't cut up. He don't look like mm-hmm. them type of cats. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of his angle. You know what I mean? I got the best physique in boxing. Like, he plays it up. He know he look a little, you know what I mean, a little crazy. Look like George the Animal Steel a little bit. But, and then this other cat, I didn't know who he was. So I just felt like he's probably a journeyman boxer. Turns out he's like from MMA, which I don't really, you know, I'm not a big MMA guy, so I don't even know these cats. But he's somebody that's making the pivot. So already, Tyson Fury just beat Deontay Wilde. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so, look, dog, this cat looked like he has some power, but homie got a little height on him. And he got the I just beat Deontay Wilder sauce on him. So I'm kind of like, oh, I bet. It is what it is. I'll catch it on the replay because that's what I've been on, catching some of these boxing matches on the replay. And I think I said it a while back, boxing quietly is coming back a little bit, in my estimation. I'm starting to see it become as popular again. So when I got to the net and I seen the next day, oh, shit, he knocked Fury down. First of all, I thought he won. When I first saw that, to your point, I saw the nigga Fury on the mat.
Right.
And I see my man, you know, with his hands in the air. I said, oh, shit, he won. Get the fuck out of here. But no, he didn't win. He got beat on the cards. That's on that old cards. Chris Rock joke where he was like, when you're up against white folks, you got to knock them out. You can't let it go to the cards. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But so I saw that and then I was like, damn, injustice. You know what I mean? It was called Keith Lee. But then I was like, I was starting to, like you said, I was kind of just not actively researching it, but I was peeping who was talking about it. And I seen Lennox Lewis. Somebody retweeted Lennox Lewis and Lennox Lewis said, I thought Fury won the fight. But then again, I'm also of the contingency that you have to take the title from the champ, which I've heard a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Aside from the knockdown, Ngannou just looked to counter all night. Call me old school, but that's just not enough in my book unless mm-hmm. you stop him. So, like, back to what the Floyd of it all is, you know, either you're going to be aggressive or you're going to be super nice with that chest. And right. Floyd is like a fucking grand wizard. He could make the most boring looking fight be the most, like, the people that really study that shit, they looking at Floyd like Jay Dilla. You know what I'm saying? They like, this the way this nigga put punches together. Did you see that jab? You know, that type of shit. But Yeah, man, it is what it is. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to, hopefully, maybe it might be worth a rematch. We'll see. At least my man's name is in the world a little bit. You know, but that was it for me. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to be able to be knowledgeable about the shit when I talked to the homie.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to that man. That man is grinding his way to the, you know, top ranks of boxing. And hopefully, you know, he continues. I know he got some other fighters as well. So, you know, he continues on in that way because, you know, he's coming from a legendary setup like Crunk Boxing Club in Detroit was the fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? And they was delivering boxes. So for him to take it on and actually take it to the heights, take it back to the heights is some real shit. Shout out to Javen Sugar Hill, you know what I'm saying, out here representing.
That's what's up. That's like when white singers used to go to Muscle Shoals Studio to record their albums and shit. You can cut that out.
I'm not cutting shit out. I think niggas gonna go straight to the Google because I'm gonna have to hear it back. Then go to the Google.
Shit. Like,
nigga, how you even know this?
I just, you know, I'm watching the shit. What was I gonna say? Yo, you know what's funny? Well, two things I want to address. Well, one, what was interesting, we talked about how Barnes & Noble's switched up their shit. That shit's in the Times. Like, it's a whole big story. I guess a bunch of the Barnes & Nobles are doing it. And I ain't read the whole story, but it's like a lot of people are like, this is ridiculous. Why would they do it? Da-da-da-da-da. It's like, this is going against conventional wisdom or whatever. So this is like a break from form.
What was the switch?
What they doing, like I said, they opened it up and it's like basically a bunch of tables with books on it. So it's way more book centric. It's a bookstore now, mm-hmm. right? Whereas before it used to be like a lot of like impulse buy items. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like real funny little Kindle covers or whatever. Shit that people are, you know, it's like when you go in checking out at the grocery store, all little bullshit that's either in that little lane or at the, what do they call them? At the end caps, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Just bullshit that people will just pick up some nicks and knacks or nick and knacks, whatever, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the other shit, and I felt just as bad as, well, you know, we talked about it. I regret to inform you that Raising Kanan is not coming back until December
first.
We was hype, bro. We was ready. Like, oh, shit. 50 yeah, done did it again dropped. Now. They just got hyped for a trailer drop. And it was a good looking trailer. I'm excited. I'm ready for the shit. That's my favorite out of all of the universe. So
now wait, before we go there, nigga. Now, so the Barnes and Nobles, they just changed the look around. They took away some of the they still got the periodicals?
Like I said, they probably brought those upstairs. Probably put those upstairs. I would think they still do, but like the layout is way different. I mean, you know, I know you rock with Barnes & Nobles. You might want to check out the Barnes & Nobles closest to you to see if it's, it's probably a nationwide thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at the article and they said they did several dozen stores. Barnes & Nobles ain't close enough to just be exploring. You know what I'm saying? Around here.
Right.
Like, it ain't like Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But next time that I'm headed that way, because I haven't been since I've been up. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even sure how to play. But I am going to check it out and see what the switch up is, because it does have a lot to do with, you know, how a nigga playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to use Barnes & Nobles to plan. When I first got the vibe, I didn't fucking know shit about shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially like big world, global stuff that you had to deal with when you're dealing with a publication like that. So I would go to Barnes & Nobles every Sunday to just catch up, you know what I'm saying? Like just to look at shit that I don't know about and come up with ideas that I could throw in the mix and be like, oh, they doing that over there. Maybe I could do this over here. You know what I'm saying? Then when I got the sales, then it became a whole another juggernaut of researching the ads and how people spending their money and why people talking about what they talking about. Just, you know, that's why fucking, you know, everybody is moving the way they moving. So now I would like to see how they lay it out so I could determine how I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Even though they was all looking like they was going out of business and out of style and shit. Maybe this is a refresh, and maybe it's something more refreshing that make it work better. I don't know. We will see.
Yeah, let's hope. Because as much as I rock with the Library, I ain't going to lie. Truth be told, I do root for Barnes & Noble. You know, like, they're one of the last. I mean, you know, obviously they're conglomerate, but they're one of the last bookstores that is kicking and putting up a fight out here. You know what I'm saying? They're the original WeWork for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of you know, sophisticated loitering. I've definitely been in the Barnes & Nobles for hours at a time.
Yeah.
Buying nothing and reading everything.
I will spend a T-dollar or something, $1.50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With a 50-cent refill now.
Okay.
But I would drop a little after you got established a little bit. You know, I had a little routine. You drop about $7 and then whatever I like, mm-hmm. I take with me. You know what I'm saying? If I want to keep going with it. If not, you know what I'm saying, just put the shits back. But I go to pull the inspiration, and you know, when the inspiration is going, you don't want to just leave it. You want to finish it out. So you're not going to finish out a lot within 2-3 hours. You know what I'm saying? So you do end up spending money.
Yeah. Salute to BNN. Yeah, I definitely got some. And I got some, like, sentimental moments with BNN, too. So
shout out to
salute to them.
Yeah, I built my career on Barnes & Nobles. You know what I'm saying? They helped me structure that shit out, you know?
Yeah. Nah, for real. Hopefully they keep going. Hopefully they keep going, man. Feel like it might be about that time.
Word.
How about you?
I'm cool, man. We can time it out. Shit. You know what I'm saying? We just
call it. Keep going. We done did it.
The people done already heard you.
they done heard what we had to say. Look, listen. I got some dates. Plug in these dates. Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. I think the ticket link is live now. I'd have to check in the moment. But November 30th to December 2nd. Check me out if you out there in that Ann Arbor area, 45 minutes away from Detroit. Come through Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, Ann Arbor, Michigan. February, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C., February 8th through the 10th. Get tickets now. Tickets are on sale. I want to sell that bitch out, so let's do it. February 16th through the 17th, I'm at Hartford, Connecticut. I'm at the what is that? City Steam, Hartford, Connecticut. Tickets may be on sale now, so check it out. I'll be adding more dates as we go on. But yo, DamianLemon.com. I'm going to have the links to all of these places. But come out if I'm in your spot, and let's get it.
Word up. Shit. You're getting money.
I'm trying to, you know what I mean, get money through the funny.
Yeah,
hit you know what I mean? So,
hit her with the humble. I'm trying. Nah, nigga, you out here getting money.
Hey, there you go. Affirmative. Anyway, you got to be affirmative in your affirmations.
Right.
Shit, man. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.